In the following work, various sounds and musical themes will be used to represent the different characters and places in our story. Our heroine, Portia, will be recognized by this beat. Our hero, a radio announcer, will be identified by... Our villain, a Hollywood agent, by... Now, Portia... works in a typical California eating place known as a drive-in.
My name is Portia Clam Fretter. Of course, that's my stage name. I work as a waitress in this here drive-in, but I am really an actress. To be, or what is to be? That is the question. Whether it is better to eat a hamburger with onions or without. Too smooth or not too smooth? That is the answer.
Now our hero, the radio announcer, works in a radio station. You see, it's a CBS station. I am a radio announcer. I broke into radio as a disc jockey. I was the only disc jockey in the country who could write a record side saddle. Then I got an offer to come to Hollywood. My sponsor was Dr. Cavity, the friendly credit dentist. You've heard his slogan, no down payment, no co-signers, no teeth, just dumb. One day our hero was returning from the radio station. And he stopped in at the drive-in. Our hero honks his horn to service our heroine pitter-patted in his car. She handed him a menu. He looked it over carefully and said,
"Darling, I have fallen in love with you. My heart is beating for you. Listen. I gotta stop eating those two-bat nougats. Will you marry me?"
Her eyelids fluttered shyly. She looked at him and said very coyly,
"What's the matter? You tried your something, hey?"
"No, I'm serious. Marry me and we'll settle down in my little nest in Laurel Canyon."
"Oh, you got a hand there?"
"No, a nest." "I share it with two robins."
"Robins? You're kidding."
"No, I pay my rent by doing pre-babysitting."
"Pre-babysitting?"
"When they go out for the night, I sit on the egg." "What do you say?"
"Well..."
Just as she was about to give an answer, Fake took a hand.
"I'm Fake."
"Yeah, take a hand."
Into the drive-in drove the Hollywood agent. In a long, low convertible with a top that went up and down. Imperiously, he blew his horn to service. Under the hood, he had the United States Marine Band. The villain said to her,
"You're not a radio boy. Come with me and I will make you a star. I will give you jewels, her, a servant."
So she got into the long, low convertible to the top that went up and down. And was about to drive off when our hero stopped her.
"Darling, would you rather marry him and have jewels, furs, and servants? Or would you rather have me?"
To which she replied in a sad voice,
"What's the matter, kid? You flip your lid?"
And so off she drove to the radio station.
"Do you
to you.
And sadly, our hero, the radio announcer, went back to his tranquil way of life. In the daytime, he had his commercial.
Friends, do you suffer from lower throat wobbles? Then try Dr. Cavity's miraculous new discovery, glue.
And at night, he would free babysit on the robin's eggs while they were out for a lark. And as he sat there, he would say to himself,
what do I need her for? Look, I've just become a mother. Ha 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 ha!